Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio, 99.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app. It is the final hour of the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you. It also means 1 hour to go until I get to go home and eat Thanksgiving leftovers. I got to say, pretty excited. Because, like, usually my Thanksgiving leftover situation is, you know, a Thursday to Friday. However, my Friday was taken up with Georgia Tech and the Hawks and Cavs. So, had to delay till today. Didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it did. So, you know, I'm very much excited to go home to some smoked turkey that my uncle always does an incredible job with.
Nice.
My wife this year, she made the green bean casserole, which is my go-to.
Always better the next day?
Yes, very much so. Because she actually, this year too, she did a little like, did a spicy one and then a regular one. Non-surprisingly, you know, I am a white, so that means that the regular one got eaten more in my family than the spicy one, and I like spicy food. So, ready for that. So, for all of you out there, you know, enjoying your Thanksgiving leftovers, I will join you very, very soon. However,
speaking of leftovers, actually, I left this out about our Thanksgiving. My girlfriend and I actually got really lucky because we went to her mom's and they made a ton of food and they made, you know, two turkeys and a ham.
Oh.
And so just everyone in their family usually digs in on the ham a little bit more, so there was basically like a whole turkey left over, and her mom was just like, I mean, if we leave it here, it's not really going to get eaten, so I guess we can toss it out. And we were, me and my girlfriend were just like, hold on now, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait a minute. We don't have to throw away the whole turkey.
No.
We'll take the turkey. Don't worry about it. So yes, we got like 75% of a turkey just sitting in the fridge right now.
Wow. Yeah. That's when you start getting creative. If you're like, all right, you know, we've got sandwiches.
Oh my goodness. It's about to be turkey sandwich central.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say that's when you start you can now, they've got all these websites that you can like put in ingredients that you have and spits out like recipe ideas.
You know, it's like the scene in Forrest Gump. We got shrimp kebab, shrimp stew, shrimp. Yep. That's what it's about to be.
Yeah. Oh man. See, now I'm getting like really, you know, I'm like starting to salivate here in the Kia Studios, getting excited. Something that I'm not incredibly excited for outside of course, our Falcons getting a win on Sunday against the Jets is this slate of upcoming NFL games. Like, we got, I think, a great day of football on Thursday because you had some, like, those Thursday games are not always guaranteed to be that good, quite honestly, especially like when you're counting on the Cowboys and the Lions. to give you good football, oftentimes those wouldn't always come through. Now, you figured that with the Bengals and Ravens wrapping up the day, hey, you're getting division rivals, you're getting Joe Burrow back, you know, that one should be pretty competitive. And it was kind of funny that that felt like the least competitive game out of the day, starting with Packers and Lions. Man, the Lions are, whew, like, it almost makes me wonder, Dom, I would hate to, like, throw it out there, did they just miss their window?
I don't know, because you know what it is? I feel like the Lions are having a similar problem to what the Chiefs are actually having this year, where last year, and for the Lions, really, ever since Dan Campbell has gotten there, they have pulled out these close games, and they have been able, like, the ball has bounced their way. They've kind of have been the team where, because they go for it on fourth down a lot, they don't really blink. They don't, you know, they don't freeze in those clutch moments, which is why they've been able to come out on top a lot. Last year, I think the Chiefs set a record. They had like 12 games. They were 12-0 in one score games, which is like a record. This year, I think they've had like six of them, and they're 0-6 in those games. So I think the pendulum is just kind of swinging back for some of these teams who have had just a bit of luck, but also, like, a lot of that is their own success and what they've been able to do. But I think you're seeing that kind of a little bit for the Lions as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously a big factor in all of this is when you lose coordinators and you have to replace those guys, like, that is something that Nick Saban was always pretty good at, but even he missed from time to time. And with Dan Campbell taking over the offense, you kind of got to wonder what's going on there. I obviously, you know, without Aaron Glenn on the defensive side of the ball, I think they just haven't been quite as good.
They've also, I would say, even this year, like, obviously it happened last year, but they've also just kind of been hit by injuries specifically on the defensive side of the ball.
That was my very next point. Whereas, you know, the discussion that's going to take the airwaves nationally this weekend is going to be on the offensive side of the ball, and the fact that, you know, they tried to bring in Frank Ragnow, who was going to unretire. However, in the most Frank Ragnow story, the man returns and they're like, oh yeah, you failed your physical. You have a grade 3 hamstring strain. How do you get a grade 3 hamstring strain hanging out on the couch?
Got off the couch too fast. Yeah. He was too excited.
Don, the man is 29 years old. 29, and the number of injuries that he's run through, his body is like 95 at this point.
That's like, oh my God, I can't remember which player it was. I think it was a player on the Texans that, and a couple of guys have done this, where like he tore his ACL like celebrating a sack.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Who? Yeah, I'm trying to remember who that was now. It's going to bother me. But yeah, so like, you got a really good game. I think this was crucial for Jordan Love to have I think he matched a career high 4 touchdowns in this one, but for the Packers to get back on track, a team that a lot of people picked as their preseason Super Bowl favorite.
It was Lamar Houston. He was
Lamar
playing for the Bears.
Lamar Houston, that's right.
2014 in a game against the Patriots.
Wow, that was 2014? That does not...
You're getting old, man.
Dude, that does not... old. That does not feel like 11 years ago. That's crazy. But good for the Packers to get back on track. Then obviously, like, you get Chiefs, Cowboys. Jerry Jones can feel like, hey, we got something cooking here. Maybe it wasn't a complete waste to go trade for Quinnen Williams. He's obviously, you know, he's going to double, triple, quadruple down on trading Micah Parsons and all those sorts of things.
In fact, did you see his recent comment about that?
I guess I missed it.
Oh my goodness. So Jerry Jones recently put out a statement where he said, you know, we liked Quinnen so much, we actually would have traded Micah Parsons and a first rounder for him.
That's right. Okay, I did see that. Yeah, I think those are like, sometimes I see things like that.
Man, Jerry, it's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Have
man.
You seen the trend on TikTok where it's like, seeing a text from your parent and you keep going on with your life, seeing a text from your customer and you keep going on with your life. Yeah, I feel like that's what I do with Jerry Jones quotes, is like, you know, see a quote from Jerry Jones and move on with your life, just because otherwise you know, thank goodness I'm not a Cowboys fan. But they get the win on Thanksgiving Day, have a better record technically than the Chiefs right now. The Kansas City Chiefs, 6-6, just ugly, as Dom mentioned earlier, with not pulling out one score games, another one score game they were unable to pull out. And then wrapping up the day was Bengals and Ravens, where Joe Burrow's back, and hey, Joe Burrow's back. And it's also when you're, I know the Ravens defense had been improved the last couple of weeks, but that's still a weak spot for that team, and the offense clearly not doing a whole lot. Otherwise, Lamar Jackson, pretty rough game for him, with 246 yards of passing offense, but just an interception to show for it. However, outside of that, then you had, what, the Friday game, Bears and Eagles, that the Eagles are kind of just falling apart and fighting amongst each other. A.J. Brown, you know, obviously calls out the offense. He goes and has a really good day. 10 catches, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. But, yeah, those are the only touchdowns that the Eagles score, and the Bears end up getting the win 24-15. Outside of those games that have taken place, on Sunday, you're going to have two games between teams with winning records. Texans at the Colts and Bills at Steelers. And Bills at Steelers, I mean, yes, the Bills have a winning record, but who's felt good about the Bills lately? And the Steelers, you've got Aaron Rodgers coming back from a fractured left wrist. What's he going to look like? I guess anybody at this point probably better than Mason Rudolph. Forgot that man was still a backup quarterback until last week. I mean, Dom, I know you're the Steelers fan. You feeling good about this run right now, especially with Rodgers coming back with the it's non-throwing hands. That's obviously important, but weird nonetheless.
Very simple. This is a mediocre football team. They are average. They are led by an average coach. They are led by an average owner staff. They can beat anyone on any given week. They can lose to anyone on any given week. I have zero expectations for the Pittsburgh Steelers as of right now. Do I
spoken like a true fan?
Do I like that Aaron Rodgers is back? Sure. Granted, see, the funny thing is Mason actually did some things that we've wanted to see from Aaron this season. Like, Aaron has been, the offensive line hasn't been bad this year. It's actually been much improved. Aaron has ran into a lot of sacks because he refuses to go through his progressions because he just stares down DK Metcalf a lot instead of looking for other guys. Roman Wilson has been running open, like, to quote Bruce Arians, wide ass open for like the past 3 weeks, and he just doesn't get the ball. It doesn't make sense to me, but hey, we'll see what happens. The Bills haven't looked that great. Hopefully we can get the run game going if we can stick with it, because for whatever reason, we run the ball really well with Jaylen Warren. And then Kenneth Gainwell has to get his required 20 carries or 20 touches or something. Like, it's strange. I don't know what the obsession is. They have an obsession with like specific players on the team that they don't then use. Like, you paid Pat Freiermuth like a top 10 tight end in the league, but he's tight end 3. Basically, and how you use him, and then you gave up Minkah Fitzpatrick in the trade to get Jalen Ramsey because you wanted Jonnu Smith, but then Jonnu Smith doesn't see the field, and like, you have 3 really good tight ends in Darnell Washington and Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, but like, you don't find a way to get all of them on the field.
It sounds like Arthur Smith in Atlanta, does it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, oh man, fun times getting to watch that team of just, yeah, I mean, whether it's Arthur doing his thing that he would do in Atlanta, or it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and he makes a lot of decisions for himself, and you just have to grin and bear it and hope you get the positive aspects.
I just want something new.
Yeah, it's wild to me. 11 games are going to get played on Sunday, and then Monday night, 2 of those are between teams who both have records above 500. I mean, it's just been that kind of season. Really hard to figure out who is good in the NFL, but that's why you play the games, and it'll be interesting to see.
No one word can describe this.
It'll be interesting to see where things go from here. All right, other side of the break on the Dopey Millennial Show, How is the college football playoff shaping up? What's going on in rivalry weekend? We'll update all of those things coming up next. Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Who's in? Who's out? Who's on the bubble? Who cares about the playoff? Who cares about conference championship games? It's all been a discussion this weekend with rivalry weekend. That's a tough word to say, at least for me.
Rivalry?
That's when my Southernisms like come out. Rivalry. I've noticed it because I've had to say it like in a sports flash. And caught myself, you know, especially like early in the morning when I haven't
How do you say Briarcliff?
Briarcliff?
There you go.
I have to over-enunciate it.
There you go.
That's because otherwise it'd be Briarcliff.
Briarcliff, yeah.
Briarcliff. Briarcliff. But, college football has been wild this weekend, as normally happens, especially when rivalries are involved. Because anything can happen. I mean, as we saw Friday, like Georgia Tech was in that game far more for far longer than I think people will end up giving them credit for. Because ultimately, like when Georgia ends up winning 16-9, they end up owning time of possession by 11 minutes. There's the conversation of, well, Georgia was just trying to run the clock out, get it, you know, a win and kind of move on, not do anything flashy. Yeah, but when they did try to do things flashy, it did not work out. And outside of one good drive that they had to get Zachariah Branch in the end zone, things, you know, offensively didn't look particularly ideal And, you know, the positive you can take away is CJ Allen is a freak playing 2 weeks off a meniscus surgery. And your defense, you know, was dominant enough to hold Georgia Tech to field goals and not be able to convert things into touchdowns. And so from that aspect of things, anything can happen in these rivalry games. As Georgia does get the win, they then get helped out last night by Texas, who they spanked a couple weeks ago in Athens. But this time around, I mean, Arch Manning looks completely different than he had just literally a few weeks ago. The confidence level is on a different level, and that defense is still quite a problem as Texas is able to beat Texas A&M. And so the third-ranked Texas A&M Aggies are clearly going to drop in the college football playoff. And, you know, Sark's doing his whole thing last night of fighting for Texas to have a spot in there, and I hear his argument of excuse me, that they've played I think three top five teams in college football this year. They scheduled obviously clearly Ohio State week one, and that like they have played tough competition, and yes, they lost to Ohio State, yes, they made the dumb loss of losing to Florida, and then Georgia, a very respectable one. That Sark is essentially like, hey, Notre Dame was in the Natty last year after losing to Northern Illinois. And so I get the argument. It's just it's a numbers thing of people see the three losses and they're going to see other teams with two losses, and they are most likely going to hold Texas out of making the college football playoff.
I was going to say Notre Dame also only had two losses. Yes.
That was an important factor.
It's very big.
That's one of those, like, Sark is like, hey, look at this hand over here, not this one behind my back, you know, kind of thing.
They lost at the very beginning of the year.
Yes.
And then they only suffered one more loss. You've had two losses that are respectable. And to Texas's point, one of the things that I will give them, you've played Ohio State closer than anyone else has. Like,
yes.
You gave Ohio State their toughest matchup this year. So no there one. Is there's something to say about that. But It's going to be is losing to that Florida team is probably going to be a killer for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, because, like, Sark's whole point is, hey, I already play in the tough SEC. You know, do you want me to not schedule these games against a team like Ohio State? And to that credit, I would say you're in the SEC. You don't have to schedule teams like Ohio State anymore, quite honestly. That's, I think Sark kind of throws it out there as a like, hey, you know, if we're going to get punished for this, then we're not going to play those teams. Hey, what have we learned in the SEC is that your general competition in your conference is looked at as tough enough that if you had played a cupcake week one and you only had two losses, yes, Texas would be in the college football playoff. Like, that's just the simple fact. So does the committee reward fewer losses versus playing tougher opponents when you're in the SEC? Yeah, they do, quite simply. And it's a little bit different than, obviously, you know, looking at the ACC, you know, looking at the Big 12, you know, obviously looking at the American Athletic Conference, you know, things like that. Like, it just matters. It means more for a specific reason, especially when you've got the committee deciding instead of, I have argued for, hey, you know, we had the computer system before with the BCS.
Yeah.
Well, let's put AI to work, right? I mean, why do I need a committee of people who are clearly not watching football games?
We got to train AI how to watch football?
I think they could do just as good of a job, if not better, than the college football playoff committee. What else has been going on, though? Look, we'll talk about it a little bit more in our next segment with News You Can Lose. But Ole Miss does win the Egg Bowl. They beat Mississippi State 38-19, which means if tonight Alabama loses to Auburn in the Iron Bowl, it'll be Georgia versus Ole Miss. Ole Miss has never played in the SEC championship game, much less won. And man, wouldn't that just add to the drama if Alabama loses the Iron Bowl tonight and you've got Ole Miss playing with likely Joe Judge as their interim coach, is that's the top pick right now to be their interim if Lane Kiffin ultimately makes the decision that I think he is going to make, which I'm surprised is not out right now, simply because, like, my understanding is 4 o'clock, I believe, local Eastern time, is when Lane was meeting with the athletic director of Ole Miss. And so I would assume a decision is coming fairly shortly, but Ole Miss...
Maybe they made him an offer that he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, listen, dude, you can have whatever you want. You want to run for office in Mississippi at one point? You got it.
Yeah, I just don't know if Ole Miss has the funds to do it. I that's the simple thing of it's not, I don't even think it's about location anymore. I think it's just about...
How does Lane Kiffin Stadium sound to you?
Hey, well, I'm just thinking, who is Ole Miss's stadium named after? I'm blanking on that at the moment because I'm thinking probably not someone that we would want to be named after, you know, just given their school history and things of that sort of nature. But
Vaught Hemingway Stadium.
I can't. I have no idea who that is. Like, that's when my dopey millennialism comes out. And I got no idea. Probably a head football coach who only had white players, but, you know, conversation for another day. All right, let's continue with rivalry week games. The big one today. Number 1 Ohio State beating number 15 Michigan 27-9. As Dom mentioned earlier, Texas was the only team this season to give the 12-0 Buckeyes a one-score game, and that was literally week 1 of the season. I mean, Julian Sayin, I don't think he should win the Heisman. I like Diego Pavia better, and that, like, just like the story. I think Heisman Trophy winner needs a story. Fernando Mendoza, I think, has had his Heisman moment as well. So wherever you went between those two guys, I think would be interesting. But Julian Sayin, I mean, today, 3 touchdowns and a 4th-and-5 play to Jeremiah Smith, who was back available today. That was absolutely insane. And so let's see this time around what Ohio State looks like having to play in the Big Ten championship game. And going to play Indiana, who will be, I think, their toughest competition of the season. Because I don't know. I think Indiana's been tested and shown to be a really dominant team. And so this version of Indiana versus like a week 1 Texas, where clearly, I think Arch was not playing up to his standards and what they expected. All of those sorts of things. I think this will be the toughest competition for Ohio State this upcoming week. Because today, I mean, when you're playing a freshman quarterback with Underwood, who I think he passed the ball for like less than 70 yards in this game, just was not good. Ohio State, definitely a dominant team. I don't know if they're unbeatable. I've got a buddy of mine in a college group chat who believes Ohio State is unbeatable, but certainly they'll get the opportunity to prove that this upcoming Saturday when they play in the Big Ten championship game against Indiana.
Bryce Underwood was 8 of 18 for 63 yards and 1 interception.
Yeah, that was just like, well, similar numbers to a J.J. McCarthy, you know, you kind of think of in college and in the pros. You know, it's been pretty rough for the Vikings lately. Of course, you've got the Iron Bowl tonight with Alabama and Auburn. Number 12, Miami. Whew. If you're a Georgia Tech fan, close your ears. Miami beat Pitt today 38-7. It was never really close at any point. And Miami's still trying to fight to get their spot in the ACC championship game. Technically, Georgia Tech can make the ACC championship game because Miami won. If SMU loses, if Duke loses, and Virginia loses, and NC State wins, then there could be a backdoor route for Georgia Tech to make the ACC championship game, but let's be real. It's not over.
It's not, but it
seems like not great odds in particular for that. Oregon's pretty easily handling Washington, and so how is this final college football playoff going to shake out? Well, I guess not the final one, second to last one, with obviously Texas A&M losing You'll see some change with Ohio State and Indiana in the coming weeks, but at least not for the moment. And then where does Alabama move? So much is going on as we get down to the final stretch of the college football season. And then you got, over in the Big 12, Texas Tech proving that they should be there as they'll get the opportunity to play BYU for the Big 12 championship this upcoming weekend. All right. Final segment on the show, news you can lose. Got to include Lane Kiffin. And did he get called a hoe? We'll talk about it next, as well as an NFL legend isn't dead yet. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Oh, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app. I got to talk over it, Dom. Oh, man. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, and look, that doesn't get counted in the millennial frame. That's the Gen Z.
Yeah, I was going to say, that isn't our generation. That's not us. That's not us. That's not us.
Oh, man. Something about, hearing that just, it stands the hairs on the back of my head up.
I thought I was in a nightmare. I legitimately thought I was in a fever dream when I saw that the NFL did a commercial using the song.
Yeah.
And I saw it and I was like, no, wait a minute. Was that?
Trying to attract the youth.
I couldn't believe I was in disarray. Looking at when I saw that commercial and was like, oh, wow, so the NFL is getting in on this too, huh? Makes sense, but
absolutely,
man.
Yeah.
Man, in 2025, I did not think that we would get a 6'7 NFL ad, but alas, here we are.
I think so here's my problem. I'm gonna mini tangent on that whole thing of can I just start from the beginning of it doesn't make sense. Like, at least when previous generations have had some saying or thing of, like, because I think of the, like, growing up doing the I lost the game, okay? Ha-ha, funny, you know? Like, it was a dumb thing to say. And I don't know. There's been others that have come and gone, like, funny sayings. And I just don't know why that particular one has stuck and continued, even when you should fully realize, like, I love my preacher, Jake, to death. When I heard 6'7 said from the pulpit, I was like, yeah, it's cooked. It's done for. You know, like, probably when my dad said it recently, when he was talking about something and brought it up around some kids, and I was like, yeah, no. Just
know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
It makes me think less of the upcoming generation. It makes me feel older because I'm going, I just, like, I get frustrated of, hey, if you're going to have some, like, funny saying, at least have it make sense. And
you don't understand the youth. It's okay. Yeah,
I don't.
We're getting to that point.
I really don't. Like, the TV shows and the music and the, I'm getting old, man. I really, really am getting old. All right. Final segment here on the Dopey Millennial Show, meant to be a more youthful show on this radio station. But, you know, as I find myself getting further on the other side of 30, these are the moments that I find myself in. But let's end the show how I always do, with news you can lose.
Taking a look at non-sports related news with news you can lose on the Dopey Millennial Show.
Let's begin with a reference that I did get that was actually, it's funny. However, in context, I feel like it's a good lesson in the difference of fans and media. What happened over the past week was, you know, this whole stuff with Lane Kiffin going on. Is he going to stay at Ole Miss? Is he going to leave and take the LSU job? I mean, I think it is a done deal. He's taking the LSU job. It just hasn't been announced yet. Pete Thamel hasn't, you know, my phone hasn't buzzed yet about the news, even though I thought we would have it by this point in my show. Yet, with this decision looming, it's been an opportunity for Ole Miss media can go one or two ways. They can go with the talking up what Lane's done, what he's meant to the program, how great it would be if he stays, or you could be Ben Garrett, who has a podcast covering the Rebels, where he referenced a Ludacris song saying, "Can't turn a hoe into a housewife, hoes don't act right." And then showed up at the game, which I guess I'll give him some credit for being a podcaster and media member who actually does go to the game. So when he says the crazy things, he can face the person who he said it to. And Lane Kiffin opted for, yeah, I'm gonna say something, and came up to Mr. Ben Garrett and said, "You want to call me a hoe? We'll see about that after the game." Then Ben Garrett, apparently, to my understanding, I was not in the press conference, and I did not watch the Lane Kiffin post-game press conference. To my understanding, Ben Garrett did not ask a question. And there was some sort of engagement between Lane and Ben after the game, but nothing really that big of a deal, till Garrett took to social media to act like, oh, like, no one's scared of Lane Kiffin. And on his own post-game podcast said, "Ain't nobody scared of Lane Kiffin, I promise you guys." So it's like, all right, well, clearly this is supposed to be in a professional setting, sir.
Yeah.
So just poor taste. On nothing wrong with, like, making jokes. And I think of, like, I very much respect a guy like Mike Bell here who says things about Raheem Morris that he truly feels and then goes and interviews the man and is not going to be disrespectful. Yeah. I think sometimes fans, I have seen Falcons fans get upset with Mike because he wasn't more, you know, rough with Raheem Morris. And it's like, there's a professional job that you're doing.
Exactly.
But you're also allowed to have your opinion. I think it's also a test of like, man, like the fan media kind of crossover thing that happens is really weird. And like journalistic integrity is lost, I think, a lot of the times in media these days, especially in sports media, especially in college football and college sports in general, because a lot of the times media went to that school or are big fans of that school, want to see them do well. And it creates a lot of just awkward situations. And a guy, you know, who's a podcaster calling or using song reference, because that was the whole thing, is Ben Garrett was like, oh, I used a song reference. It was like, okay.
Yeah, that's a cop.
Like, up to it. Like, used it for a reason because that's how you feel. It's just, you know, I believe, like, have some professionalism to your job if you're going to be the type of person who wants to be taken seriously. And it's also, I don't know. I just said it was a really bad situation to go on. Kind of funny that Link actually, like, addressed the guy. And then, you know, kind of the typical social media route to go afterward and be like, oh, I wasn't scared of him. Okay, well, you looked pretty big-eyed and confused when he came to your pregame.
Here's what I will say, because I don't like how Ben Garrett handled this situation at all. However, I will give him the pass on the I'm not scared thing, because, Lane, I'm not scared of you. I am worried about the 7 police officers that are literally trooping around you and following right behind you. So I'm kind of at a disadvantage. So yeah, I'm gonna sit back and while you have 6 state troopers behind you ready to do anything if I make a move.
Well, it's also one of those, like someone pointed out, hey, let's see if Ben Garrett has a credential to cover Ole Miss football next year.
Exactly.
Because like it's well within their right of like this wasn't you weren't criticizing the man's on the field decisions.
Exactly.
Or just having a respectful conversation about whether or not he stays at the university or not. Like this, that crossed the line.
You took personal shots at him. You took shots at his character, and that in this moment in time, regardless of what you feel about him, regardless of how you feel about his past, and whether or not he's going to be leaving the school or not, even if you want to maybe send some criticism his way, again, there is a professional way that you do it as a journalist.
Yeah, big time. And that was the thing. Like, it's just I'm shocked that we don't have the news yet that Lane Kiffin has taken the LSU job. That has not come down yet. He met with the athletic director at Ole Miss earlier today. And so, you know.
Does that make you feel like he might be staying?
I can't see a world in which Lane Kiffin did everything that he did the last 2 weeks and stays. Because, I mean, he really went to the line.
I guess
just
what's the holdup, though?
Yeah, I think
like
that.
What's the holdup?
I truly wonder how much he's debating, like, because I know the Lane Kiffin who loves the attention and everything. Like, he wants to go to LSU.
Yeah,
but I think he can also see, and what I predict, if he goes to LSU, I think he's fired in 4 years, because I think that is a university right now that's a disaster. I mean, with their whole athletic director situation, with the president situation, with the fact that the governor was stepping in the way that he did, and expectations at that university are sky high. If you won 8 games at Ole Miss, like Lane has kept it around, they love you there. But the money is going to be enticing, and the thought of, you know, he's much more likely to turn LSU back into a national champion than bring in Ole Miss year after year after year to be this level of competitive. And it's, you know, going to create a lot of awkward situations when it comes to if Alabama were to lose the Iron Bowl tonight, because then there's no way. Like, there was some conversation on College Game Day today. I think it was Kirk Herbstreit who was like, oh, you got to let Lane coach, you know, in the SEC championship game. No, you don't. You absolutely do not. If he's taking another job, he's got to go and handle his business there, especially with I mean, they're an conference rival, and you're in a recruiting period right now as you get close to National Signing Day and all of those sorts of things. All right, last thing in news you can lose. I just want to touch on this real quick because I'm running out of time. This was crazy. Today, the NFL Hall of Fame on their social media pages, and they sent out a press release that Lions Hall of Fame corner Lem Barney had passed away at the age of 80 years old. However, those who live in Detroit were and are actual journalists were having to debunk this by talking to his daughter and son, and then reports and the NFL Hall of Fame had to send out a revision saying, "Oh yeah, our bad. Lem Barney isn't dead. He's still
today. Here's one. 9 points.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your 9 points.
I'm not dead.
Yeah. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Yeah, that is the great Monty Python, the Holy Grail. I mean, one of the most incredible movies. Just perfectly describing the situation of, wow, what a mess up. I mean, you've got to confirm that thing if you're the NFL Hall of Fame before you just send out a press release for a guy who, yeah, he's 80 years old, but apparently, according to his family, is still doing well. So, like, let's not, you know, jump to any conclusions. Really bad look from the NFL Hall of Fame that Lem Barney, Lions Hall of Famer, is still alive and well. All right, one final thing here on the Dopey Millennial Show is I'm going to hand out a participation trophy to the Hawks fan last night. During the during halftime, you had a fan hit a half-court shot to win $10,000. He went all net, didn't use the backboard, but then twerked after the fact. And I was like, hey, yo, let's calm that down. But congrats to the fan. I didn't get a name. I looked around trying to find a name. Could not find one, but kudos to the Hawks fan who hit the half-court shot and won.
Well, at least you tried. This is a participation trophy on the Dopey Millennial Show.
Yep, you know, the fan pulled it off.
And I was going to say, I saw the clip. He shot it from behind half court.
He
was like a few steps behind. Like he it was a good shot.
Yeah, so second straight year that a fan has pulled this off for the Hawks. But that'll do it for my time on the Dopey Millennial Show. Appreciate Josh Hagedone producing as well as Dom Taroski. Coming up, Eric Slaughter with you 7 o'clock until 10. Y'all have a good week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.